Well, I want to talk about the rookie quarterback bowl at Bank of America Stadium and also this really snappy new WRAL TV5 documentary, Ghosts in the Stadium, four iconic stadiums and how they were built and maybe who they were built on top of. Chris Lee, WRAL TV5, joins us to talk about that and the game, which is coming up. Can we start with the game just because people are like, why are people making a big deal out of this? It is the 3-3 Texans against the 0-6 Panthers, and it's not like this is a playoff battle, although
no.
Somebody could make the playoffs with 9 wins, maybe. So let's handle the game first. It's too much being made of Bryce Young versus C.J. Stroud.
Yes and no. Why I say yes is because they're both rookies and they didn't get a chance to choose their situations. They have different situations with, you know, different things happening around them, which is why the results are what they are. Bryce Young has played fantastic for the most part, but his team just isn't very good. So he's 0-5 as a starter. C.J. Stroud has been very good himself. His team is a lot better around him, and you know he's been able to be 3-3. So it's that. But then no, because I would hate for C.J. Stroud to come into Charlotte and get a win at Bank of America Stadium before Bryce Young does, and he doesn't even play there. So so it would be a big deal if that were to happen. So you know, Bryce Young, I really hope that the Panthers kind of get it together so he can get that win.
But in the grand scheme of things, and this is what I keep pushing back on. I mean, it is sort of like saying in a marathon, the person ahead at the 1,000-yard mark is the winner of the race. I mean, we are literally 6 games into what I'm going to guess is at least a 10-year NFL career for both. So how can we judge it? How can we judge anything 6 games in?
You can't. I mean, honestly, you really just can't. Like, the Panthers made their choice. The Texans made their choice. Again, those guys didn't choose the situations they're in, and they can't do anything about their individual situations. And, you know, either quarterback can win the first battle this coming Sunday. But, you know, let's say if C.J. Stroud comes into Bank of America Stadium and gets a win there before Bryce Young does, but Bryce Young goes on to win multiple Super Bowls later, then are we really going to, you know, look back at this game too much? So I think right now for Panthers fans, they probably just need to hold tight a little bit, not look too far into what's going on this Saturday. Oh, it was this Sunday, excuse me. And and just kind of let everything happen. Let the story play out. The story isn't done yet.
Did you say multiple Super Bowls? I'm just curious.
Did I
hear that?
As a hypothetical.
I heard that.
As a hypothetical.
My brain just went like all sorts of craziness. Yes, multiple. That would be great.
If that were to happen, it would happen when Bryce Young is with another team because that's how the Panthers roll.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Man. I can't believe you just went there. That's Chris Lee at Chris Lee TV on Twitter. So Frank Reich earlier this week came out and basically defended their selection of Bryce Young because there are so many rumors that, because we all know, and I said it this way during the week, that Frank Reich has a big quarterback fetish. Some head coaches like feet, Rex Ryan. Frank Reich likes big quarterbacks, historically speaking. It also may be that he likes quarterbacks that have played well in the past. And it might not have anything to do with whether or not they are big. Rivers, Ryan, Carson Wentz, although it was a long time ago for Carson Wentz. But he had to defend the selection of Young, whereas if he really wanted Stroud, and if Scott Fitterer really wanted Stroud, wouldn't Stroud have been the pick?
Well, here's the thing. Scott Fitterer did tell us, if you remember back in at the beginning of the season or before the season started, I should say, back like after the draft was over, that the Panthers in their scouting department had basically marked Bryce Young 2 years ago as a guy that they wanted to potentially go after in 2023. So Frank Reich, I was like bigger guys. And, you know, I was able to interview Boomer Esiason back in April before the draft. And that was one of the things he was saying. He was like, looking at everybody else, it feels like either Stroud or Will Levis should be the guy just based off of what I know from Frank Reich. They used to be roommates together at Maryland and, of course, have still maintained as good friends since then. So, I mean, he would know something about what he likes. I'm sure they've had conversations about that. And so this isn't coming out of nowhere. You know, Frank Reich does like the bigger guys. So it does feel like there had to have been at some point a time where Scott Fitterer and David Tepper had to talk him into it. Maybe he was actually sold on Bryce Young, and I'll believe that. But at some point, he had to be talked into it because, you know, you can't help what you like. And, you know, we know his background, and we've heard from people close to him what he really likes.
You love who you love, I think, is the way I would read what Chris Lee just said to say. If Reich felt strongly about it, I really do. I think they would have drafted Stroud. I think because your owner can't make that decision. I don't care who the owner is, unless you're Jerry Jones and you are the GM too. The owner can't make that decision. You have to trust the football people that you hire to make that decision.
Ultimately, I think they did make the right decision. So, you know, I'm not coming down on the decision at all. They ultimately made the right decision.
Yeah, I think Bryce is going to be fine. He only needs like 8 or 9 better offensive players around him to make the whole thing work. By the way, you can hear Chris and Tim Donnelly and Dennis Cox all on the Panthers Playbook podcast. That'll be coming up after the Panthers beat the Texans on Sunday. Also, the documentary, Ghosts in the Stadium. So I had no idea that this was happening. Maybe I should pay more attention to company emails. But fascinated by the premise for iconic stadiums and the history behind where they're built, how they were built, who they honor. I've made snide comments about Keenan Stadium in the past because we know what the original honoree was, what Keenan Sr., who was behind the Wilmington riots. But they've changed it. They've gone to Keenan Jr., which to me isn't really changing anything. But explain the premise behind the documentary. I know we can watch it in Wilmington. For people listening in Wilmington, they can watch it tomorrow night in Wilmington, I think at 6 o'clock. It's already aired, but it's available through WRALsportsFan.com and all the podcasts and the stuff we have there. But explain the premise and what, you know, a little bit about what you found.
Yeah, so basically this is something that kind of came to me in parts. You know, when I was at WXI in Winston-Salem, I knew a little bit about the Good Samaritan Hospital that's right there at the site of Bank of America Stadium. And I heard a little something about a lynching that possibly happened there, but that's all I really knew. Last year, what really, you know, set it off was going to the Clemson-NC State game and walking to the media site entrance and looking over and seeing that sign that says this is a burial ground of former enslaved people and convicted laborers. And knowing what I know about South Carolina and their old laws, convicted laborers just means black people who were freed, who didn't have anywhere to go. So we arrested them on vagrancy laws and made them go work for us still after slavery was abolished for free. And so that was a land that they worked on and to help build the university and different things like that. And a lot of folks were buried there as well. And then I read Wilmington's Lie, and I never made the connection between Keenan and the Wilmington massacre. And then that book helped me put it together. And then I went to Heather Leah, who works at WRL, does the great job with the hidden history online. And I showed her this, and she was like, wow, you know, I didn't know anything about those stadiums, but let me tell you about Carter Finley Stadium. And so that's when we knew there's something bigger than this. This is more than just a minute and 30 package that's going to air on television. We have to do something more. So I was able to pitch the doc, and luckily they gave it the green light. And, you know, there's the stories that you see right there. I'm from North Carolina. A lot of the stuff I didn't know before the last few years.
Well, I had always assumed that there was a problem where Carter Finley Stadium was based on results. I was like, somebody did something wrong to somebody. It's probably a bad joke at this point, but I'm just fascinated by all of this. I'm sorry I missed the original air on Wednesday night, but I will seek it out. Chris Lee, Ghosts in the Stadium, available at WRAL.com right now. And again, if you're in Wilmington and people are listening in Wilmington, I hope they'll check it out Saturday night. Appreciate
if you're in Raleigh, I was going to say, if you're in Raleigh and you want to watch it again on television, it will be on Fox 50 Sunday at 7:30. So before Sunday Night Football, turn over to Fox 50. You can watch it, just 30-minute doc, and then you can watch Sunday Night Football on WRAL right after.
And then they can listen to Panthers Playbook when you, Tim, absolutely, and Dennis talk about the Panthers pasting of the Texans.
Let's hope that's what happens.
It's going to happen. I just told you it was going to happen, Chris. It's okay. Going to happen. I'm always right. I haven't won a wager this week, but I'm always right. You're a gentleman. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
You got it.